days for today. More about that coming up here in a moment from WRCO on a Tuesday morning, September 3rd. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More than 10,000 hotel workers went on strike Labor Day weekend against some big hotel chains in numerous cities, demanding better pay and a reversal of pandemic-era staff cuts that have produced more work for them.
The walkouts began this weekend after talks broke down between the Unite Here union and major hotel chains Hyatt, Hilton, Marriott, and Omni. The union has had success with other recent strikes, winning record contracts at hotels in the Los Angeles area and at Detroit casinos.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris and President Biden campaigned in Pittsburgh on Labor Day, courting union voters. Former President Trump did not campaign, instead taking to social media to blast Harris for, among other things, gas prices, which are lower than last year at this time. Russia's Putin arrived in Mongolia, a member of the international court that's issued an arrest warrant for him for war crimes in Ukraine. This is ABC News. The U.S. government seized a passenger jet, a Dassault Falcon 900EX, used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. It comes just over a month after the election commission Maduro controls declared him the winner of an election widely considered to be a sham.
Maduro's government says it considers the seizure piracy. The jet is currently in Florida, held under allegations that it was bought illegally through a shell company, then smuggled to Venezuela. The NSC says the plane seizure is to ensure Maduro feels the consequences from his misgovernance.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Separately, a Venezuelan judge issued an arrest warrant for Edmundo Gonzalez, former presidential candidate of the country's opposition, which claims Gonzalez beat Maduro by a wide margin. He's trying again. 61-year-old Jim Dreyer was to try to swim from Grand Haven, Michigan to Milwaukee, about 80 miles across Lake Michigan. His attempt a few weeks ago failed after trouble with a GPS put him way off course. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, mostly sunny and pleasant and a high of 76. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mainly clear and a bit chilly with patchy fog, a low of 50. Wednesday, lots of sunshine and mild, a high of 80. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and a low of 54. Thursday, 81 with a 40% chance of a few scattered showers in the afternoon, maybe some thunder. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler, with stray light showers possible at a high of 68. That's a look at weather for today. It's a bit foggy in places this morning. We have a northwest wind about 2 miles per hour. And right now, after a midnight reading of 58, we are down from that to the current mark, which is 47 degrees. That's how we start the day, with weather and a look at some notes on this first day of school. Yeah, those yellow buses will be rolling later today, so be careful. Time now to start the broadcast day officially.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail? At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, my God called me this morning. My God called me this morning.
Here's the little of the old day.
Well, my God called me this morning.
Hello.
Let me tell you, my God called this morning.
Just a little of they voted.
Well, I stopped and I listened. How sweet the voice did sound.
It sounded like a beat, beat, beating of the angels.
As if from him come down. Then I stashed and I studied myself. Look, but I saw no one.
Till I know.
Way up in glory. And so God's darling son, let me tell you that the prayer will. I started turning and the spirit of God set my soul a muddin' and the prayer wheel. I turned over and I moved one step on the glow and I rose up a
shouting,
Lord God Almighty. Well, my God called me this morning.
Just a little while before day.
Then I heard the rumbling thunder.
Hello.
And I saw the sinners going under.
Just a little while before day.
And then I saw the zigzag lightning.
Hello.
And I heard the hellhound barking.
Just a little while before day.
Well, now stop.
Ooh.
Let me tell you.
Ooh.
What my God said to me.
He said, now
you want to make it in the kingdom.
You better stay on your bended knees, my Lord.
The prayer will.
Ooh, Lord,
I started bumping and the spirit of God set my soul jumping and the prayer will.
Ooh, Lord,
I turned over and I moved one step on the glow and I rose up a
shouting,
Lord God
Almighty.
Well, my God called me this morning.
Just a little while before day.
My God called me this morning.
Fairfield 4 on WRCO as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem sung by the Oak Ridge Boys. Hello, friends. Good morning. We hope it was a good holiday weekend for you. We were here yesterday, but still, today's going to seem like Monday, to me anyway, and we're at Tuesday. We have some great stuff to share with you today. Good news on the Brewers. They just keep doing amazing things. And another win yesterday on the holiday. We'll share with you some sports scores coming up in a few minutes. And all the regular stuff that goes along with the Light in the Milk House show today. Here's Hank Thompson.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home. In those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. Yet I feel like in those hills I still belong. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. As I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw. Where the oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Page to the land of the great Osage in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow-white cotton grows in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills. station. The cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. In the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
School's back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message brought to you by River Valley School District, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, and Sunshine and Giggles.
Canes on WRCO, Can't Stop My Heart From Loving You. 5:13 the time, and we're at 47 degrees. Reminder, the Long Island driveway off of Wisconsin 130-133 will be closed permanently this week. The contractor will be occupying the driveway to construct a temporary rock causeway across the South Channel that will be used as access for removing the old truss bridge this fall and winter. But that roadway does remain open, by the way. That doesn't mean that the road is closed, just that Long Island driveway. Tech Help Tuesday will be held today at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. Those traveling to the fairgrounds this week for Richland County Fair activities are reminded that there is still construction going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets. Even though the streets are passable, you are encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then County AA to the fairgrounds. Those reminders today from WRCO's Community Calendar.
Always late with your kisses, Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay? Always late with your kisses. Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way? How long do you think I can wait when you know you're always late, always late with your kisses? Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way? Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay? Always late with your kisses. Why, oh, why do you want to do me this way? How long do you think I can wait when you know you're always late, always late with your kisses? Why do you want to do me this way?
Vintage Lefty Frizzell on the radio and always late. It is 47 degrees. Don't be late today.
This past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, slaughter cows are stronger, calves steady. Holstein bull calves sold up to $560, beef crossbred calves $790 and down. The fleshy beef cows range from 125 to 142, dairy cows 94 to 136, with the questionable health and small thin cows lower. Bulls up to 156. Our feeder sale dates will be on Friday, September 6th and Friday, September 27th. The second sale date was moved back a week due to the Viola Horse and Colt Show. Due to the abundant grass pastures, we're anticipating a later movement of pasture cattle this year. The good pasture also will mean heavier and fleshier cattle being marketed. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim if you have cattle to sell. We'll come out to your farm, give you an idea of what your package of cattle could bring at our sales at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, starting at 11:30.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance. 20 minutes after 5, an update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Milwaukee's Willy Adames extended his home run streak to 5 games to tie a team record as he hit a 3-run shot in the first inning of a 9-3 win against the St. Louis Cardinals. Adames' home run came off Cardinals starter Andre Pallante for his 29th of the season, and coincidentally, it came on his 29th birthday. Adames tied the mark set by Jeremy Burnett in 1997 and Eric Thames in 2017 as the only players in franchise history to accomplish that feat. He also has tied a major league record with the most 3-run home runs in a season with 13. The Cardinals will be taking on the Brewers again tonight, 6:40 for the first pitch time. Steven Matz goes against Aaron Civale. Elsewhere yesterday in the National League, Dodgers 11, Arizona 6, Pittsburgh 5-3 over the Cubs. In the American League, Baltimore 13, the White Sox 3, Cleveland 4-2 over Kansas City, Minnesota 5, Tampa Bay 4, Oakland 5-4 over Seattle, and the Yankees beat Texas 8-4. Interleague action, Cincinnati 5-3 over Houston, San Diego 3, Detroit nothing, and the Mets 4-1 over Boston. Boston College was a winner over Florida State in college football last night. Florida State 10th rated and Boston College not. 28-13, Boston College gets the victory. And that's a look at sports on this Tuesday morning.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
All right, kids, it's time for us to get going officially with the aerobic polka today. A one and a two and a... Here we go.
You squeeze me, squeeze me. Instead of squeezing your accordion, go on and please me, squeeze me. I need it more than your accordion. You know I love your music, but before you begin your begin, make my heart lighter and please squeeze me tighter. You squeeze me, squeeze me. Instead of squeezing your accordion, go on and please me, squeeze me. I need it more than your.
you go, Molly B. and Ted Lang and the Squeeze Box Band and Squeeze Me. Right there you go. It's a Light in the Milk House show aerobic polka guaranteed to get you in the right direction each and every morning right here. This is Don Williams.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling. It must be love. Something is wrong. I think of you all night, can't sleep till morning light. It must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love. It must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of.
Steps slowly walking as they gently walk across a lonely floor, and a voice is softly saying, darling, this will be goodbye forevermore. Pages. I can see the happy years we had before. Now the love that kept this old heart beating has been shattered by the closing of a door.
There goes my head.
Green and the Jolly Green Giants, and There Goes My Everything. Today's forecast calls for a high of 76, sunny and pleasant conditions for back-to-school day. I don't know if that makes it easier to go back to school when it's so nice. Probably not, but at least the classrooms won't be sweltering today. A low of 50, mainly clear tonight, and then Wednesday, lots of sunshine and mild, and a high of 80. Right now in Richland Center, it is 47 degrees.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
More signs of pressure on the ag economy. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer Brand Corn is part of a winning team that includes deep local knowledge and on-farm support. Pioneer Brand Corn, your best year starts here. First, a market consultant says USDA's corn and soybean yield projections for this fall seem too optimistic. Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing tells Brownfield, rain events in the southern U.S. have been limited, and several large farm operators have told him they're limping out of August hoping for good grain fill. So USDA's robust numbers might not be correct.
They have that universal high yield. I get it. That's a big vote in the confidence of producers and everybody behind the producer trying to help him to produce the best crop possible. But these are some pretty hefty numbers in both corn and soybeans.
Doherty says USDA might be a bit more aggressive with their numbers since they had to make corn adjustments last November and January. A senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says she's seen more pressure on the ag economy. Courtney Cowley says farm income is declining.
We say early signs because the way we measure farm income is by asking agricultural lenders if farm income in their lending area is higher, lower, or unchanged from the previous year.
She tells Brownfield there has been uptick in more farm lending,
which is indicating to us that revenues for farmers are declining at the same time that their production expenses are staying elevated, and so they're needing more financing in order to cover those expenses.
Cowley says the signs are pointing to a longer-term decline. A hydrologist with the National Weather Service says water levels on the lower Mississippi River are low again as the new crop marketing year begins. Mary Lamb tells Brownfield it's not unusual for this time of the year, and she's not too concerned yet.
It's the third year in a row that, you know, we've kind of done this where we've had very wet summer and then all of a sudden the water just kind of turns off and then our rivers start falling.
Lamb says the Army Corps of Engineers have started discussions about low river levels near Memphis and it might be a worse situation between there and New Orleans this September. University of Wisconsin teams are working on ways to help cover crops get established faster and stronger in the fall. Soybean specialist Sean Conley tells Brownfield weather in the northern states can make establishing a cover crop between harvest and frost challenging.
If you look at the total number of acres, we only have about 8% of all corn and soybean production systems have cover crops in their system on an annual basis. A lot of it has to do with timing and be able to get enough growth to actually do what it's intended to do.
And research shows the importance of a good cover crop. Conley says soybeans will easily be able to take up nitrogen released by the decaying cover crop since soybean plants don't usually start fixing their own nitrogen until the V2 or V3 growth stage. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
The value of exports. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Update. Trade matters, the bottom line for pork producers. Courtney Knupp with the National Pork Board says 30% of pork raised in the U.S. is exported to other countries. She says that's why the recent report from the USDA's Agricultural Research Service and Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service documenting the absence of trichinella in commercial pigs is so exciting.
It's a really important part of our producers' profitability and our business model. And in many countries, there are concerns in their domestic herds about things like parasites and such. So when we have a trade agreement, what this really means is that we should be able to export chilled and frozen pork to many countries across the globe. Before we could prove through this sampling program and this report, we weren't able to establish with data and science to our trading partners that we had a compartment of negligible risk, that there was not a concern coming from U.S. pork, and therefore where there might have required us previously to freeze the product or individually carcass test, now we can show them the science that chilled pork should be acceptable.
And she says,
Pork Quality Assurance Plus has been such a flagship program in our industry over decades, and it has shown that through producer commitments to best on-farm practices, that we have shown continuous improvement over time. And that specifically pertains to this result for trichinella, because a big focus of PQA Plus, one of the components is making sure that we have specific plans for bird and rodent control. Those are the vectors that used to give our pigs this issue. And therefore, by eliminating access to those things, we've shown continuous improvement in the safety of our herd. So PQA Plus is so many things should be celebrated from that. It truly is an industry partnership to show commitment to our consumers, both home and abroad, that we are doing the right things to make sure that we have a safe, consistent, and quality product each and every day from the pigs coming from the United States.
For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Commodity markets closed for Labor Day. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Ahead of the three-day weekend, soybeans and corn are up on end-of-the-month short covering. September beans were 8.25 higher at 9.82. November was up 7.5 at 10. September corn was 6.25 higher at 378. December was up 5 cents at 401. September Chicago wheat was up 7.75 at 532.75. And cattle and hog futures were higher, supported by weekend retail clearance expectations. October live cattle were up 70 cents at 178.60. December was 85 higher at 177.75. September feeders are up 97 at 240.47. October hogs were up 5 at 82.22. And December lean was 22 higher at 72.77. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Agriculture has to better control the narrative on sustainability. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The agriculture industry cannot afford to let outsiders decide what is or isn't sustainable within agriculture. So says Austin Gellings. He's a poultry farmer and director of agricultural services for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers.
So often we've been late to the table and stuff has kind of been dictated for us. So how can we, as we're doing these really good things, continue to be good about telling our story and be at the table from the beginning to really make sure that policy and all of those other things falls right in line with what we're already doing as an industry and what makes sense for us to do as an industry moving forward.
Gelling says farmers are doing a lot to move the industry toward carbon neutrality.
We want to build trust that agriculture is doing the right thing. And within the general public, there may be some skepticism about that. And agriculture sometimes gets a bad rap from an environmental sustainability standpoint. Whereas internally to the industry, we know we're doing a lot of good things. And so just how can we be better about continuing to tell that story and helping lead the conversation?
Gellings appeared in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. There's a link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday is Customer Appreciation Day with accommodation sale, special Holstein and Angus Cross and Beef New Crop Calf Yearling Sale. For more info on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Dairy margins look a little better entering September. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A market analyst says dairy producer margins have been improving.
From a margin perspective, it's hopefully shaping up to be a few good months here for dairy producers.
Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield Class 3 milk prices have improved this summer, while feed costs have gone down.
The milk checks over the next few months should look good. And add on top of that, as producers are buying feed for the fall, corn has been down below $4 for the December contract. Soybean meal prices have been down $310 per ton.
Burgess says she's closely watching overall milk production, which fell 4% year over year, as changes in dairy farm management strategies are having an impact.
Any dairy producers out there, if you've tried to buy heifers lately or sold them, you know those heifer prices are near all-time highs as well. There just aren't that many dairy heifers available because so many folks have shifted to breeding a portion of their herd to beef animals to get those high returns from those beef dairy cross calves.
Burgess says with more beef dairy cross animals, fewer replacement heifers, and regional H5N1 concerns, she's watching milk supplies very closely. A Wisconsin senator is praising the U.S. trade representative for a recent agreement with Chile, but says more trade agreements and strong enforcement are needed. Tammy Baldwin sent a letter to USTR Catherine Tai saying market access to Chile will allow the sale of many American-made cheeses and meats using common names. Baldwin urged Tai to rigorously enforce the trade deal once it takes effect and to dedicate resources ensuring no bilateral trade discussion is concluded without protecting common product names and items. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange was closed for the Labor Day Monday holiday, but reopens again Tuesday. Prices were steady to higher entering the holiday Friday. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
A high in the mid to upper 70s today. For tonight, mainly clear and a bit chilly with patchy fog, a low of 50. Lots of sunshine and mild on Wednesday and a high of 80. Thursday, 81 with a 40% chance of a few scattered showers. And cooler on Friday, 68 with stray light showers possible.
Been a real close family, but lately some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, wanna know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote over and over? Everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just carrying on an old family tradition. I am very proud of my daddy's name. Although his kind of music and mine ain't exactly the same. Self in my position. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? If I
Jr. on WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show, giving you the wake-up call today, 11 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. We're at 46 degrees. We hope you had a good night's sleep. It's good sleeping weather, that's for sure. Almost too good. And sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I'm in such a deep sleep, that alarm goes off, and I'm, what day is it? Who am I? What am I? The worst is in the afternoon when I take my nappy. To wake up in a start like that and think, okay, where am I supposed to be? Am I late? What's going on? And luckily, most of the time I'm not late, but you kind of had that initial shock of, look, where am I supposed to be? I don't even know what day it is. So it takes me a little while to get everything, all the faculties going again. We will check in with weather expert Tony Schumacher coming up before the top of the hour. He'll update us on what we can expect for today and the rest of the week as we get ready for the Richland County Fair. Here's Mary Lou Turner.
Troubled times. didn't want to shine. So I laid back and let your memory filter down across my mind.
Bobby G. Rice on WRCO, and it's a 5 o'clock world. We remind you, People First Bowling, bowling for people with disabilities, is held each Tuesday from 3 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Cost to be a part of it, $2 per game. For more information, call Cheyenne at 608-604-0633. That from Community Calendar today. And a reminder, Richland County senior dining meal sites are open to the public. The Woodman Senior Center serves meals Monday through Friday, 11:45. Home-delivered meals available Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Call Tina or Sandy at 608-647-2323. The Germantown Senior Dining Meal Site at St. Anthony's School, Cazenovia, is open Wednesdays, serving at 11:15. Home-delivered meals are available for delivery Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. To reserve one, call Rita at 608-983-2798. The Rockbridge Meal Site at at Bethlehem Lutheran Church is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in Rockbridge, serving at 11:30. To reserve a meal, call Norma Pifrone at 608-647-3900 or 608-649-3269. All reservations must be made by 1 o'clock the day prior. The suggested contribution for those 60 and older is just $4.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the quiet weather continues for a few more days around here. High pressure park just east of Wisconsin continues to have a big influence, keeping all the moisture and bigger storms away from our region. Meanwhile, temperatures will be inching up slightly here the next couple of days, getting kind of summer-like, especially tomorrow and Thursday. Now, there will be a cold front marching in from the northwest Thursday afternoon and evening. That will bring our next chance of a couple of showers. Right now, they do not look very heavy. Rain amounts likely a few tenths of an inch or less. Behind that system, though, it looks like a big push of cool air coming in from northern Canada. From Friday into the weekend, feeling very fall-like, so be sure to have a coat handy or a long-sleeve shirt for sure. We're looking for temperatures running a good 10 or 12 degrees below average. However, we should see a warm-up as we get into next week. That forecast for today, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 76. The winds from the south at 5 to 10. Mainly clear tonight, just a bit chilly. Patchy fog, low at 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with a high near 80. South wind close to 10 miles per hour. Thursday, increasing clouds and warm. 40% chance of a couple of scattered showers for the later part of the day. Maybe a clap of thunder, high 81. The outlook for Friday, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy and cooler. Stray light showers possible. Low 53 with a high of 68. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday. On the chilly side, lows in the mid to low 40s, high 64 on Saturday, 67 on Sunday, and Monday another nice day with partly cloudy skies turning just a bit warmer, low 45 with a high of 72. Enjoy that sunshine out there today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature is at 46 degrees. Yesterday, 76 for a high. The record high, 96, was established in 1953 and equaled 1 year ago, it was 96 degrees in 2023. Record low, 36 in 1946. Last year's high, 96 for a high and 63 for the low. Sunset will occur at 7:34 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:29, coming up for this morning. Northwest winds are at 1 to 2 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.21, and after a midnight reading of 58, we're at 46 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more.